97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Boom, boom, akalaka, like a boom.
It's Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors, and as Mark Cox continues his venture out west, we are actually going to go west via the phone and talk to a guy that is with a group out in Montana with Adventure 360. The director is Ron Geisler. How are you, sir? Welcome to Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors.
Thanks, Bo. I'm doing well.
That's great, man. And so you are out in Jordan, Montana, is that correct?
That's correct. A small town up in the northeastern part of Montana.
That is a haul to get up there from St. Louis. Well, for those listening that have never heard of Adventure 360, kind of give us an about us of what you guys do.
Okay. Well, we're a nonprofit organization, and we focus on education, especially hands-on, real experiences. Part of what we do is why we're out here right now is to get people into the Badlands and show them how to find dinosaur fossils, how to take care of them, what a fossil is, what it's not. But we also do stuff around the Midwest where we take fossils in the schools, or we do community events where we'll bring paleontologists to come in and talk about things like the truths and fallacies of Jurassic Park.
Yeah, matter of fact, they just had a seminar back in May about that. Were you here for that, or were you already headed to Montana?
No, I was still there. That was about a week and a half before I left.
Okay, and so for those that were there, tell us what happened at that event. I'm sure you had a bunch of great questions.
We did. We had we brought out a lot of the fossils that we've collected out here, and we can collect them and bring them back to the St. Louis area and use them for education purposes. They're not our personal fossils. But we brought out the fossils. We talked to kids and families about fossils. And then we had Dr. Mike Morales there, who had put together a presentation on the dinosaurs of Jurassic Park and kind of what they had got right and what they got wrong at the time.
Did they get a lot wrong, or was that Hollywood embellishment? What do you think?
Well, there was some Hollywood embellishment, of course. But, you know, in 93, when it came out, most of it was fairly accurate to the thinking at that point.
Yeah.
However, this is a large number of years later, and now some of that thinking has changed. And that's what he pointed out. With more fossils, we know more about the different animals and how they might have behaved or how they might have looked
than
they did then.
I think a lot of young people get into dinosaurs. Usually kids are either into race cars or they've got dinosaurs, little toys. Is that how you kind of got interested in it?
I grew up watching Saturday morning Land of the Lost.
Oh, me too. That. Me too.
and I probably watched every cheesy dinosaur movie from the 50s on.
Right.
And, I really got into it, and you know, you can't help but like a dinosaur.
And now this is your life. This is your mission in life, isn't it?
It is. It's something I really enjoy. The fun people ask me, you know, how much I enjoy it, and what I really enjoy is the excitement they get when they can recognize a fossil and they, you know, they did it, and we help teach them. To do that, and that's really exciting.
Ron Geisler is our guest, the director of Adventure 360. Alan Westfall, also a big part of this this group. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about the trip to Montana. How many years have you guys been going out to the Jordan area?
Well, as Adventure 360, we've been doing it since 2014.
Wow.
I've been doing it since 2002 when I worked for the St. Louis Science Center. I put together trips. And one of them was to come out and get fossils for the prep lab.
And is it always right there in the Jordan, Montana area?
It is. It is. We've been here so long that when we're here, we're like we're neighbors. We're part of the community, and we want to be part of the community.
Of course, of course. Now you're only there during the summer months. You're never out there in the winter because that would be hard digging, I'm sure. but the town of Jordan, Adventure 360 has really integrated themselves into the community so much so that you guys have done a community event this year. Is that the first time you've done that?
It is. We've been talking about it for a couple of years. But this year we finally made it happen. On May 8th, we had a bunch of our staff were here, and we put together several activities for the kids and the families to do here in Jordan. And then they had a jump house, a dinosaur jump house, where the kids had a ball in there.
Yeah.
And if nothing else, we at least wore the kids out for their parents.
There you go.
They got a good night's sleep.
Well, give us an idea of the population of Jordan. Is it the size of St. Louis, or is it the size of Hillsboro?
Well, let's see. do you know where Vichy, Missouri is?
I do. Yeah, yeah. A little teeny tiny town.
We're talking 200 to 300 people.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you guys were like a rock star showing up this time, huh?
Well, yeah. And we know everybody in the community, and that's great. They know us. And it's really a good relationship that we've developed here with the people of Jordan.
All right. Well, let's talk about the highlights of your summer 2023 in Montana, digging for fossils, or what may be fossils. And give me some of those highlights, because I did talk to Chief Greg Brown of the Eureka Fire Protection District, and he went out there. I think this is his second year. He had a great time. But give me some headlines of what you guys have found.
Let's see. Well, we found the big thing is some of the Southeast Missouri State University kids that came out during one of our field schools found a good portion of a very large Triceratops.
Whoa.
Yeah. And it's some of the largest bones that I've ever found on a trike. So this was a very large adult Triceratops. And they found it, got excited, and they went home, and I'm still here working on it.
They had to leave the rest of you, huh?
They did, but they're excited. I'm sending updates and stuff so they can see what we have. But we've also found lots of other things. We found a very small Pachycephalosaur tooth. We found some a tibia from a duckbill probably.
Oh, wow.
Lots of Triceratops.
The cool thing is, let me ask you real quick about the size of a Triceratops. What are we talking, a Clydesdale or a squirrel?
Well, yeah, Clydesdale.
Okay, really? That big?
About the size of a small Suburban or a small SUV. Yeah,
that's great. Wow.
Those shields that are behind their head, the frill,
yeah,
those could be 4 foot across.
So you said you found several of them. Does that tell you that they run in herds?
Well, we've always found them separate. So if we found them all together, that would make us think they at least ran in family groups.
Yeah.
Other places they have found them together.
Wow.
But we tend to find them singly here, which makes people think that maybe they were in small family groups or individuals. But there were a lot of them.
I just can't even imagine especially when some of the people that are participating in Paleo X, what their expression is when they see something like that. It's not a rock. It's actually a fossil.
Yeah. Yeah. And usually the week we spend the first couple of days just kind of getting them into that mode of being able to tell the difference. And then when they, and I mean, the smiles on their face and the excitement when they said, you know, I did it. I found it. I recognized it. You know, and then they get to name it. So this one's actually named after the professor down in down at Southeast Missouri State.
Nice.
Who couldn't make it this year.
So that name is
Mama Mills.
Oh,
Dan Mills.
That's great.
Down at FEMO.
That's crazy. so you always go to the Jordan, Montana area. Is it just because the digging is so easy? Do we have a prediction, or can we tell why it's so rich in fossils in that area?
Yeah, it's one of the most studied areas in the history of paleontology, especially North American paleontology.
Right.
So we know a lot about it. But also, at the time of the dinosaurs, there was the Western Interior Seaway, shallow sea going across Dakotas, Kansas, Oklahoma.
Okay.
Missouri, St. Louis is on the eastern beachfront, I guess you could call it.
Mm-hmm.
We're over here, we're on the western beachfront. And there were a lot of rivers flowing into that seaway, much like the Mississippi flowing into the Gulf of Mexico. You have big rivers, you have fresh water, you're going to have a lot of animals around that water. And that's where we find them.
Ron Geisler is our guest, director of Adventure 360, way out in Jordan, Montana. Your digging doesn't actually happen in Jordan if somebody was going to look at the map. It's actually about an hour outside. Is that correct?
Yeah, an hour to an hour and a half, depending on which sites we're going to. Very beautiful, scenic, It does take a while to get there and a while back, but we do like the comfort of staying at the Garfield Motel here in Jordan.
Yeah, right.
Showers are nice.
I bet, after every day.
Exactly.
So do you ever find, do you ever find bones of animals that still exist on this planet, or is it all just fossil bones that you're finding?
No, we find like antelope and mule deer and bones of rabbits and things that are still here. We find in some of the streams, we'll find bison from the Ice Age.
Oh, wow.
That might be, it could be thousands of years old. And we find modern horse teeth and such too.
And
those are exciting.
And how do you differentiate that? How do you know, like somebody comes up running to you with a bone of a horse and thinks, you know, they found something. They did find something, but, you know, they think it's a dinosaur bone. How do you differ? I mean, can you figure it out right there on the spot?
Yeah, you can tell modern bone from fossilized bones, because the fossilized bone's been mineralized, so it's a lot heavier. And if you take something like a screwdriver or something and just tap on it, it'll make a real high-pitched ting.
Wow.
Whereas a modern bone is usually more dull, thud. It'll thud. And so we could tell those. If I can't tell, I'll take pictures of it, and then I have contacts, paleontologists in all the areas,
right,
as far as Ice Age versus all the way back to older than the dinosaurs. And I'll send pictures to them, and then usually they can identify it for me.
Wow, that's fantastic. And I'm sure people that are in that world would love to join you up there. Is there a lot of first-timers up there this year with the different weeks that you've had? Because you've had family week, you've had college week. Do you have a high school week? Is that right?
Yeah, well, last week we do with field schools, and field schools are for high school and college students.
There you go.
And normally you have a week, you know, the college students like to come out with other college students. High schoolers like to come out with other high schoolers. But yeah, we do the field schools, and then we do the family week, and we had a lot of families this year. We set a record. We took 21 people into the field.
Wow.
One day on the families, and a lot of those were new people.
Yeah.
And so it was really exciting to get them out. And 21 doesn't sound like a whole lot, but the way that we engage people, we want them to be active, and we want them to be hands-on, and we want to train each person how to find things. That takes a lot of effort, kind of on a one-to-one basis. And so with 21 of them out there, it took a lot from me and my staff to get them up and going.
You're like corralling cats out there, aren't you?
Well, on that day, luckily we had we have our sites that we can go to, so we kind of could spread them out. And I had enough staff out here. We have PhD students and other people going into paleontology. They got their master's or working on their PhD out here, and they did a great job working with that large number of people.
That's fantastic. So for those people that are listening and thinking, ooh, maybe 2024, I'll, you know, plan a family vacation to go out and do that, or I'm a college student that wants to, you know, be a part of Paleo X, we can send them to your website for information for booking for next year. But you are wrapping up the whole summer when? Here in the next week or so?
Yeah, this field school will be over on Saturday.
Oh, wow.
And then I usually stay a couple of days to finish up my reports I have to give to the state of Montana and to the Bureau of Land Management. So I'll stay a couple of days, wrap that up, and then I'll be heading back to Missouri probably Tuesday or Wednesday.
Wow, that's exciting. And, you know, before we go, I wanted to ask you, Ron, is there technology changes? Does it change a lot for what you guys use to find this stuff? Because I would think, like a leaf blower would, you know, blow away a lot of sand. Do you ever use something like that?
Only if we know something's already there. But really the technology is more on the GPS technology.
Oh,
I'm trying to work with some students to find some technology, because we know there's fossils in certain places under our feet. And what I want to know is, which direction should I start digging? I don't want to just take the half a hill down. I want to be able to narrow it down to where the fossil actually is. And
sure.
So I'm working with some students to figure that out.
So in all the years that you've been going out to the Jordan, Montana area, or, you know, the Montana area that you're in, have you always mapped out where you have found which bones?
Yeah, I have a pretty good map of where we found things and what type of rock they're in, and which gives us a really, really good idea of at least where to focus a little bit. But still, it's really just put your boots on and put a hat on and start walking and looking for fossils coming out of the hillside.
Well, in the last few weeks, we've had some crazy weather in the Midwest. How's the weather been out there in Montana for you?
Surprisingly, it's been really cold.
Really?
Yeah, we've had days in the 40s. And if you look on our Facebook page, you'll see us out there in hoodies, and we've dodged the rain. This is one of the wettest springs they've had.
Sure.
Summers. And we're back in Missouri. Sounds like we're kind of in a drought now with some storms coming through. But out here, it's been really wet and rather cool for this time of year.
My goodness. Hopefully that unearths something that you haven't found before. So when you finally do get back home, where will people be able to kind of get an idea? Will there be a presentation at the Science Center, anything like that, that people can bring their families out to learn what you learned this year out in Montana?
Actually, one of our staff is his name's Gene Woodford, Woody, for
Woody.
People who know him.
Yeah,
and he volunteers at the prep lab there at the Science Center, and some of our material he'll be working on, and so at least you can go in and talk to him. I don't know if he'll be working on our material all the time because I know they have other specimens for him to work on, but Woody will be glad to share any information or any experiences. You know, he's nothing but excitement whenever you talk to him about coming out here.
That's great. Just like you, Ron, just like you. Well, safe travels to you. Hey, give us the website for Adventure 360. So if somebody's interested, even as an adult, or if you got kids that are into dinosaurs, where can we send them to?
It's Adventure and then -360.org.
Okay. All right, Ron, safe travels to you. Thank you so much for joining us and giving us an update on what's happened out there in 2023. Look forward to talking to you again soon, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot, Bo.
All right. That's Ron Giesler, director of Adventure 360. And as he mentioned, it's adventure-360.org for more information. It seems like there's a dinosaur lover in every family around. Well, that is going to wrap it up for this edition of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors. For Mark Cox, who is continuing his Wild Wild West vacation, and Carl Middleman up in Canada doing a little fishing, my name is Bo Matthews. Have a great rest of your weekend, and please share the show. See you, boys.
Get more at 971talk.com.